time to get underway with Radio Friendships. Stay tuned as your hosts, Don and Sandra Tipton, share exciting news about what God is doing throughout the world in this missions-minded radio broadcast.
Welcome to Radio Friendships. This is Jeff Reed from Port Mercy in Lake Charles, Louisiana. And we have a very special guest with us here today, and that is Pastor Banks of Living Word Christian Center. Welcome to Radio Friendship.
Well, Jeff, it's good to be here, man. Such a pleasure. It's almost like a little home for me. It's a place to just to come, just to support you guys, and just to see the fantastic work that you guys are doing, not only in this area, but throughout the nation and throughout the world.
But that's also true. We could say it's a characteristic of your church.
Yeah. You know, God has really been blessing Living Word Christian Center. We're a little over 6.5 years old, basically a new ministry to this area. We came here about 6.5 years ago and started from scratch with 3 members, my wife, myself, and my little boy.
Wow.
And we were faithful, and we believe that even when we were preaching to 3 members, we were preaching to 300. And we stayed faithful, and God began to send the increase, and we've seen ourselves grow tremendously, numerically, spiritually, in every area. And we just thank God that His hand is upon us, and as we grow, He continues to birth new ministries out of our church. And we just want to be a blessing to the community, to the city, as well as to the state and the nations.
Yes. Well, it does seem like Living Word is very involved in, it's not just a gathering of the saints, it is a training up and sending out of believers into the community, into the world.
Yes, most definitely, Jeff. And, you know, we find that's what we are to be doing. We are to teach, to train, and eventually release. That's my philosophy, is to take people in and to teach them the Word of God, train them how to understand the ethics of ministry. And then once they are mature and grown in the ministry, I believe it's time to release them so they can go out there and do the work of the ministry.
Okay, let's talk about some of that training, because there's a lot of programs. I don't want to call them programs, maybe opportunities for people to grow and to be in a discipleship mode.
Yeah,
and that's the Women's of Destiny, Men's of Valor, Generation Excellence. There's many, many more. Why don't you tell us a little bit briefly about these?
We have a lot of different ministry opportunities that we have at our ministry at Living Word. We have what is called the Men of Valor. This is a gathering of men that come together once a month, and we pray together, we study the Word together, and edify and build each other up. And now all of a sudden what we've done with Men of Valor and Women of Destiny, we have collaborated, and every Saturday we're going into the neighborhoods, into the high crime areas, into the low income areas, and we're going out there and taking over the corners where the drug guys normally hang out. We set up a big barbecue pit there and put some music out, and we just set camp there, and we begin to feed the people in those communities, and we're seeing people are coming to Christ. Mm-hmm. We've seen in the last 2 months about 30 people saved on the street corners.
Amen.
Come on, say amen.
Amen.
You know, on the street corners, and we just basically used the bait of some chicken and some pork steaks, and also we were able to minister to them, and we've seen at least 10 of them baptized in our church, and now they're coming to church. So it's a tremendous ministry to go out there and reach people. We help the elderly. We paint their homes. We have our van ministry that takes people back and forth to the store. Mm-hmm. So we have a lot of ministries. Our Generation Excellent, that's our youth ministry, where we are taking them to Blue Bayou Water Park. Actually, our youth Generation Excellent came to Friendship and worked a whole Saturday here.
I remember that.
So they had a great time. They were very tired. So, but we have a lot of other ministries. We have a Life Christian University, which is our fully accredited Bible college, where you can receive a bachelor's, master's, associate degree, or even a doctorate degree. Uh-huh. And it's been a tremendous program there. We've had that Life Christian University for at least 5 years. We're going into our 6th year of Bible college, and we've seen people write books that graduated out of our college. Uh-huh. They have their master's degree, and some are even pastoring right now. So we thank God for that, and it's just exciting. We have tremendous more other ministries, intercessory prayer ministries, just a lot of things shaking, singles ministry.
Yeah.
Man, we're rocking and rolling at Living Word Christian Center.
It sounds like through your ministries, you're building relationships with the community that allows you to share the gospel in an effective way now.
Yes. Okay. And you know, that's what we're all about. We're about reaching out beyond the walls of the church.
Yes.
You know, we like to say on Sunday mornings, Wednesday night, the church is like a filling station for the believers. It's where we come to get filled up with the Word of God, to get encouraged, to get built up, to be edified. So actually, we can take our anointings and our powers and our wisdom and knowledge outside of the church to a lost and dying world. The world is not necessarily going to come to the church, but we, the church, we can go out into the world and begin to make transformations in the world. And then once they get their minds renewed and hear about the gospel, then they'll be able to come into the body of Christ.
Amen. Well, that leads into something that is a very big part of your collection of believers right there. That's your missions outreach.
Yes, at Living Word, we're big on missions. We love missions. We not only love international missions, but we love local missions as well. One of the things that God has been able to do with us, because we have a vision for nations, is to be able to allow us to go into nations. And we've just recently come off of a 10-day mission trip in Ghana, Africa, where we're in the city, the capital city, Accra. It's an awesome city there, a very heavy populated city. So we just recently got there. We also have a ministry established in Durban, South Africa. That ministry has been established there for about 3.5 years. It's doing tremendous there. So we're just believing God that He has given us an apostolic anointing to go into countries, new territories, and claim the land and bring people to Jesus Christ.
Okay, why don't you tell us a little bit about Ghana? Because you mentioned the capital city. Would it be a modern day city?
It's a populated city of about 2.5 to 3 million people. On any given day, there can be almost 4 million people going through there. So it's really a crowded city. They are a Christian believing country. Probably about 70% of the Ghanaians believe in God. And most of them speak English. Probably about 80% speak English. So it's an English speaking country that loves God. So we're really excited about them. They're a country that's probably about 20 years behind us in the United States of America. Poverty is very high there. A lot of people are struggling every day just to survive. But one thing I love about the Ghanaian people, even though they have a hard life or a tough life, they're probably some of the most happiest people that I've ever seen. But one thing that I've noticed, that on Sunday mornings and Wednesday nights or midweek service, people travel 3 and 4 hours from the hills, from the mountains, fighting the traffic by riding maybe 20 to 25 people in a small van to get to church on a Sunday morning. Mm-hmm. They're coming with their Sunday best. They bring out their best, and they love being in the house of the Lord. Amen. So it's a country that loves God. They see God as their supplier, the one that's going to meet their needs. They see God as their deliverer. And they believe, and I believe, within the next 10, 15 years, the country of Ghana is going to be turned completely around into a thriving modern city, and they're going to proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord. Church is a big thing there. Almost every corner that you turn, there are going to be churches. So a lot of people are flocking there, planting churches now, because the people are so hungry for more of God and to learn the proper protocol and how to really function as a church. And that's some of the things that we did when we were down there, Jeff. We actually did 8 days of leadership training where we trained several hundred pastors and taught them on how to build churches, how to have effective churches, establishing order in their churches, and finding workers, faithful people that will come in and buy into the vision so the churches can be a prominent force in that particular city of Accra.
Sure. What are some of the biggest challenges they're facing then?
Some of the biggest challenges is transportation. Here we are fortunate to have bus. Everyone in America basically has a car or two. Well, these people don't have transportation like that. So many people that want to come to church, they have to travel several hours or several hundred miles just to get to church. So it makes it hard on the pastor to have quality people working in the church. Okay. So some of the people that might be a part of the church, they literally have to travel miles to get there. And also we're establishing is some of those people that have to travel, we were training them so some of the pastors don't have to have so many churches in different villages.
Yeah.
So it's really awesome because now they're training lay people, elders, and they're actually, instead of driving or coming in 2 and 3 hours, they're establishing extensions of churches in their regions. and they're pastoring these people, and they're using the local people there by us training them. Now they can go and train the individuals in their villages, in their communities, and they're establishing great churches right there.
A long-lasting solution.
Yes. Yes, so we're excited to see that. So we believe when we go back next year, there are going to be 40 to 50 churches that have been recently planted and established with new pastors. And what that does, it actually gives the pastors there a break so they don't have to run to four and five different churches on a given Sunday trying to minister to the people.
Now, we see in the first century churches that there was a big desire. They found it a real blessing to be able to help their brothers and sisters in other communities, other cities that they didn't even really even have any contact with. But they saw that when they had a need, they would do their best to help them meet that need because they are family. How could we here in the United States best help our brothers and sisters in Ghana?
Yes, the first thing we can do, Jeff, is we have to pray for them. The second thing I think we'd have to do is we have to get out of ourselves. Mm-hmm. A lot of times here, we are so consumed with what we're doing, our business, our building projects, our next car, our next job opportunity. We're building homes. And so we have to be able to empty ourselves out and get the attention off of us and say, you know, there are people who are living in houses about the size of a SUV here. Mm-hmm. These people have three and four people living in that little bitty house with no air condition, no running water, no electricity. The kids have to work every day just to get water in. And when we begin to say, you know what, we here in America are really blessed. You know, a lot of times we want to be blessed, but I believe we're really blessed to be a blessing to other people that are less fortunate. And so we should be able to put our minds on those that don't have or without and say, God, what do you want me to do? Mm-hmm. If it's sending my money or supporting a mission or a missionary, I'll do it. If it's going over there, if I'm a doctor or a dentist, if you got you want me to go over there for 2 weeks and just do free work to help these people, I'm willing to do it. And I challenge anybody that have excess of clothing, shoes, churches that maybe have more than one soundboard or maybe two or three keyboards that they're not using. Think about people that can't afford to buy it and say, God, I want to send this to these people because they need these type of things, you know.
And we need them. And we need them definitely. Too. So, I mean, you have to admit, we're getting to a time where we need each other throughout the world more than we ever did before. And if we wait till the last minute to try and build up our brothers and sisters, it may be too late. We need to strengthen them now. It only does better. It's His church anyways.
That's
We've
right.
been graciously invited into God's church. So it's a reasonable response to want to help our brothers.
Yes. Yeah, we're all a part of God's body. And if we're all brothers and sisters, that means we have the same blood. We might not all look alike, you know, or talk alike, but guess what? Our blood is all red and we all have been washed in the precious blood of the Lamb and been redeemed. And one thing that I think that it takes for missions is having compassion.
Yes.
Having compassion for our brothers and sisters, not wanting to see one lack or living in lack or suffering. And that's been the thing on my heart is I want to see people moving in their purpose, in their destiny. I want to see people happy. I don't want to see babies dying of AIDS. Yes. And if it's in our power to do good, the Bible says, then we should be able to do good.
Amen. Well, now, if people wanted to get involved, say maybe they do have some excess or they want to be involved personally, maybe they are able to offer their time and efforts, how would they get involved with this?
Yes. If you want to get involved in our Ghana mission, you can simply just give me a call, Joseph Banks, Pastor Joseph Banks at Living Word Christian Center, 1639 Ryan Street, or you can go to our website at livingwordcc.org and simply email me and let me know of your interest and the things that you're willing to do for these people, and we can get together and contact, and I can contact you with pastors there that will be willing and loving to hear from people. And also next year, we will be taking another trip there. So I'm inviting all those pastors, people that want to maybe take this trip there to see it for themselves. They're welcome to come. So contact me, Living Word Christian Center, and we can do our best to put you in contact with a local church there that you can begin to support for a small amount.
Yeah.
A small amount goes a long way in that particular country.
Yeah, don't be afraid to contact him thinking your excess or your time or your skills may be inadequate. There is nothing too small for the Lord.
Amen.
Just please contact him. Why don't you give the website?
The website, yes, you can simply go to livingwordcc.org. Well, another thing that we had, Jeff, we have what's called Word Ministerial Alliance, and it's a group of local pastors that I'm in fellowship with that we actually cover. And we took Word Ministerial Alliance to Ghana, Africa, and we had over 40 Ghanaian African pastors that now have joined forces with us here in the United States with Word Ministerial Alliance. So we have tremendous amount of contact with pastors there, apostles there, that pastor several hundred people and apostles that are over several hundred churches. So we want to put pastors here in connection with some of the pastors there so Amen. They can begin to establish a relationship with them. These pastors here can then begin to make their visits there, and those pastors there can begin to make their visits
Amen.
Here. So I believe it's just a divine exchange that God is connecting yes. us, supernaturally connecting us with people in other areas.
That's a beautiful thing, because it's not so much your ministry or your
Amen.
Mission trip. It's the Lord's mission trip that you're trying to invite more people to get together in, because we're able to accomplish so much more together. I think that's the way it was meant to be anyways, don't you?
Yeah, I agree. I believe God, he even told the disciples, and he sent the disciples out. He sent them out two by two. In other words, he gave them a partner.
Yeah.
And I believe in this Christian walk, we cannot be islands. We cannot be renegades. We cannot just try to do everything on our own, because there's power in numbers.
Yes.
And I believe everybody needs a partner. Everybody needs to be attached to somebody. You know, the body wouldn't function too good without the brain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the brain wouldn't function too good, or the feet wouldn't function too good without the brain or the toes.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that's a spiritual illustration how we should be within the body of Christ.
We
all have a part to play. Your part might be to build buildings. My part might be to help pray for people. Someone else might have a healing anointing to bring healing to people. Someone might have a teaching anointing to teach to people. But you know what? When we put it all together, God gets the glory. People give their lives to Christ, and we see changes in their lives.
Amen. Well, listen, Pastor, you have mentioned throughout this interview the importance of prayer.
Yes.
And we've asked people to pray for our brothers in other countries. But, you know, sometimes some of us have a little problem with that, or we're really challenged with that, because how do we really empty our heart
Yes.
for somebody that we don't know? We've never seen their faces. How do we get past that just passive, consolatory prayer? How do
Yeah.
we really mean it?
You know, I believe if we take an example of Jesus Christ, he died for us. He emptied himself out. He who knew no sin became sin for us. In other words, he took on all our sins, and he was willing to go to the cross. You know, the Bible says that for God so loved the world,
mm-hmm.
you know, not the church, the world. Jesus came and that he gave his only begotten son, and he gave us Jesus Christ. And Christ saw the big picture that one day you and I would be sitting here talking about him. So
yeah.
he was willing to die
yeah.
and be crucified so that we may live. And I look at it like this, you know what? I'm willing to die to my feelings, the things that I desire, that someone else may have a better life or willing to live. And say, God, listen, there are people out there that are dying that have never heard your name. There are people that are going to die and go to hell if we don't get out there. And
yeah.
I'm willing to empty myself and to intercede. The Bible says that Jesus now is still interceding for us.
Yeah.
I mean, that is awesome.
Even while we sleep.
Amen. And so I believe if Jesus can intercede for us, I believe that we can intercede for other people whom we've never seen, that are desperate for more, that are crying out for more. And I believe that God will begin to hear our prayers and begin to help those people. So it's just really about having compassion.
Yeah.
And the Bible says Jesus had compassion.
Yes.
And we have to have compassion. So it takes us really seeing other people and seeing them as Christ sees them, as part of being believers and can be a part of the body of Christ, and said, I'm going to pray for them. I'm going to pray for their nation. I'm going to pray for their government. I'm going to pray for their country. I'm going to pray that God send laborers their way so they can come into the love and knowledge of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Just take the emphasis off ourselves and
yeah.
think about others.
Great point. You know, we're not going to get out of here without mentioning your TV program. Why don't you tell us about that?
Yes, our television program, Living by the Word Television Broadcast. It is reaching throughout Southwest Louisiana. Also, it is reaching into Southeast Texas and Northeast Texas. It's been a tremendous outreach tool. You know, we don't look at television as a means of promoting our church.
Right,
we
right.
look at it as an outreach. Yeah. Where we are reaching to people that really maybe could not make it to a church on a Sunday mm-hmm. morning, or someone that might be in the hospital that cannot get out to the church. Well, we can go and meet them in that hospital room. We look at our television ministry as a place that can go into the prisons behind walls. Mm-hmm. Of course, they're incarcerated. They cannot come to right. church, but we can bring church to them. And we get tremendous response from inmates that write to us all the time telling us how much they enjoy Living by the Word television mm-hmm. broadcast.
What a difference it is to see a program that is not about name recognition yes. or generating some income, but it is a ministry or an outreach, an extension of what's happening.
Exactly. And that's what we look at. And just recently, while we were in Ghana, we made contact that we'll now be taking Living by the Word television broadcast into 3/4 of the country of Africa.
Wow.
And also in Europe. Wow. So God is expanding a local net television program. He's expanded it from not only local to regional, but now we'll be expanding internationally into Africa, into Europe.
I'm telling you, there's a lot of amazing things coming right out of the heel of Louisiana.
Amen.
God is on the move.
Glory to God. And he, you know, one thing we like to say, Jeff, if you have a vision, God will give the provision. So the thing is, you know, he said, write the vision down in Habakkuk and make it plain. He never told us to write the budget down. And this is just maybe helping some pastors who are saying, wow, I want to do some great things. Yeah. I want to reach out. I want to go beyond my four walls. But the money's not there. God never told us in Habakkuk yeah. to write the budget down. He said, write the vision.
Amen.
So if God has given you a godly vision, write that vision down and he will give you provision.
Also, there's an event that's coming up at your church next month. Why don't
yes.
you tell us about that with a pastor?
Yes.
It has
yes.
an amazing testimony. Why don't you
yes.
tell us about that?
Yes. August the 16th through the 18th, we're going to be having what is called our Next Level Faith Conference. I believe this is going to be something that will inspire every pastor, every born-again believer that believe God wants to take them to another level. You know, whether it's when their personal ministry, in their church, in their personal life, God is a next level God. Everything about God is next level.
Yeah.
It's off the charts. And so we're having our Next Level Faith Conference with none other than internationally known Dr. Nassar Siddiqui of Tulsa, Oklahoma with Wisdom Ministries. He's going to be there for 3 nights preaching, teaching, laying hands, impartation, empowering, and impacting the lives of the believers here in Southwest Louisiana. Oh. In Texas. So it's going to be a phenomenal event, August the 16th through the 18th at Living Word Christian Center.
Okay, why don't you tell them where to find Living Word Christian
yeah,
Center?
Yeah, you can find Living Word Christian Center right there on 1639 Ryan Street, downtown Lake Charles, Louisiana. If you need directions, you can go to our website at once again at Living Word CC, and we have a map how to get to Living Word Christian Center. So Dr. Siddiqui is going to be there. He's a great teacher. He actually comes on every Monday Central Time on Channel 48 TBN Network
TBN.
Worldwide
yeah.
every Monday morning at 7 a.m. You can watch his ministry. So he's traveling throughout the nation, throughout the world, teaching faith, teaching how to be born again, releasing healing anointing. This man was a Muslim believer, a very wealthy Muslim believer, grew up in Muslim royalty. And one day he was struck with a disease called shingles.
Yeah.
It literally took over his whole face, his whole body, and he was set to die. And he actually told me that he did not call on the Muslim God Allah. He did not call on Muhammad, but he called on the God of the Christians, which was Jesus. And he says, Jesus, if you are really real, save me, keep me from dying, and heal me. And within a few days, the shingles began to disappear. The doctors didn't know what happened. They had given up on him, and the shingles began to disappear, and he began to become whole.
Yeah.
And he said, God, if you get me out of this, I'll serve you for the rest of the days of my life. And he began to study about everything that he could about Jesus. Remember, he was a Muslim believer, and he was ostracized by his family, his business partners. He literally lost his fortunes and his wealth because he became a born-again believer. But God has restored everything that he's lost.
Wow.
And he's going to be right here in Lake Charles proclaiming the good news.
On what dates again?
That's going to be August 16th through the 18th, 7 p.m. nightly.
All right. Well, we look forward to that. I mean, it sounds like quite an event. Why don't you give the website one more time before we go?
Yes, it's www.livingwordcc.org.
Okay. Thank you so much for joining us again today,
Pleasure to be
Bank.
Here.
Well, thank you all for joining us here on Radio Friendships, where we love to speak about the great and mighty God and the many wonderful ways throughout the world to serve Him. Have a great day, and God bless.
Thank you for listening to the Friendships broadcast today. Don and Sandra Tipton invite you to join them again next time as we stand in awe of the great God we serve. Friendships is based at Port Mercy in Lake Charles, Louisiana. For information about Friendships Unlimited, dial 337-433-5022 or go on the internet to friendships.org.